I just sat there with a big smile on my face the whole time. I'm like, I can't say anything. I didn't even really say anything, and you guys were like, oh.
Welcome to a special Nerds on the Rocks, our Oscar Pooh edition, I guess. We're just going to run through the list of awards and nominees and just go with who we think should, or who will probably win. Are we doing who should probably win or who we think should win?
Those are going to be different for every category for me.
Yeah, which is what I'm asking, because there's always the ones that you...
It's relatively easy to call this year with who's going to win what.
You'd think that, but there has been some doubt recently where everybody thinks the King's Speech is going to sweep everything, but there's been a lot of people going, I don't know, it didn't win every award. I hope it does.
Yeah, it seems that the King's Speech is like the darling, but it seems like everybody's going back and forth on it. Like, this is the year for the King's Speech, you know, the Social Network might edge it out. But it seems to be those two movies are the top contenders.
Yeah, those are definitely the big chunky guns.
So, okay, we're going to start with the writing for Best Original Screenplay. And the nominees are Another Year, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, and The King's Speech.
All right, can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I would like to win the most, and what should really win, is Inception, because just the screenplay for it, it's very original, and... It's well written. Yeah.
You see, I have Inception, but I don't know if I would say it's a best screenplay this year.
Well, if you look at what it's up against, I think it's got a good chance.
I don't know. I mean, it's a great movie, don't get me wrong.
It's going to be... It's Inception or The King's Speech. I'd be very surprised if The Fighter or any of the others win it.
Yeah, I think The King's Speech will take it.
Probably. And I'll be pissed off, because Inception should win it, goddammit.
Fair enough. Nikias, Eric?
I think The King's Speech is probably going to take it, and it's going to be one of those ones where it happens, everybody's like, oh, King's Speech is on a roll! It'll be like when Return of the King won all those Oscars a few years ago. But I think The Kids Are All Right actually has a really good chance. As the token, we're going to give it something because it's nominated for a bunch of awards and there's no way in hell it's going to win anything else.
Fair enough.
And they like to award indie films, quote-unquote indie films that star big-name Hollywood actors. And are about issues. That movie has no business being nominated for anything in the Oscars. It's a good movie, but it's not like an Oscar
award.
Is it one of those famous Oscar
bait movies?
No, that's The King's Speech.
Fair enough. Eric?
I would like to see Inception or The Fighter to win. Probably because it's the only two movies I bothered to go out of my way to find anything out about it. I don't know, I haven't heard... I know there's lots of talk about The King's Speech, and I've never heard nothing until this started, so I have no idea about that movie.
It came out late last year.
Yeah.
Missed it. Completely.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure you've seen it now with commercials for how many Oscars.
Well, yeah, because of the Oscars, But the rest of these I've heard about. I think Nick's right about The Kids Are All Right. That's almost based on a true story nowadays, isn't it? That story? No?
With lesbians, mom, bees, and artificially inseminated sperm, probably.
Yeah. And then they're contacting their fathers. I read a newspaper report about something like that. Just the other week. So it was weird. Huh.
Okay, well, that segues right into our writing award for Best Adapted Screenplay. And the nominees include 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, which a lot of people have issues with, True Grit, and Winter's Bone.
Toy Story 3 had this nomination at the BAFTAs as well, and it really confused me because... It seems to be a sequel can be adapted screenplay, which I don't understand.
It's because they say if it's a sequel, it's adapting characters from previous work.
Yeah.
Which
it's not like Dark Knight or like say Batman Begins was nominated for a screenplay, which there's no way in hell it's going to be. it would have been nominated for adapted screenplay, not because it's based on any specific story, but because it's using a character from that's existed previously.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Technically, and this is what's weird, The Fighter is based on something that happened.
Yeah.
These are real people.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be an adapted screenplay? Adapted from life?
Yeah.
I always thought that fell under adapted screenplay.
You could say that about The King's Speech, though, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Because that's based on a real story of the King of England during the 30s, I think it was.
They made up some fictional happenstance where Nazis were fucking up Europe and the king had to make a speech about it. Like, no, son, that shit happened. I done seen it on History Channel.
You done seen... Okay, so, I mean, who are you going with here?
Social Network.
Social Network.
I think it's got it in the bag, to be honest. I'd be very surprised if the Social Network does not win that award. And I want it to win as well, so I hope it does.
The only other contender I could see being here would be True Grit.
Yeah.
Just as, like with original screenplay, where they're giving it to them because they're not going to get anything else, even though True Grit was fucking great.
Oh, I don't know, I could see True Grit maybe winning one of the actors' ones, the best supporting actress, but it's not going to win best film.
No.
I believe The Social Network was one too. It's a phenomenal movie, and really well written.
Hmm.
I don't want to say of the characters, but, you know, they were there.
That's kind of the point, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like they were written in such a way that I think people took sides, but in the end, it's all kind of evil characters.
Yeah.
So that's what
Aaron Sorkin wrote it. Aaron Sorkin's fucking great. So.
Yeah, none of it's improvised either. It's all performed straight from the script, like near enough word for word. Because apparently the script is like 160 pages long. And so they could fit it into a 2-hour movie. They just spoke quicker so that they didn't have to cut any large chunks out of the film to keep the running time down.
Well, that's how he writes. He's like, who's the other guy who writes? Like David Mamet, where the dialogue is meant to be spoken fast.
Hmm.
Okay. Eric?
The Social Network.
Okay. Visual effects and...
Iron Man 2!
It made me laugh when the Marvel website was saying, Iron Man 2 is nominated for an Oscar. It's visual.
But did The Dark Knight win this one when it came out? Or was that...
I know Spider-Man 2 won it, I think.
Inception's
I think Inception has a huge chance of winning.
Yeah.
Either that or Alice in Wonderland.
Just like you built that giant set, here's your Oscar.
I guess the official nominees are Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I guess because they spent so much time in the woods, I don't remember this one being OV.
They nominate for something to keep all the bloody Potter nerds happy.
I don't think that's why they did it.
Hereafter, Inception and Iron Man 2. I mean, the Harry Potter, I think fantasy and comic books, I guess those go hand in hand, will always kind of have the nod in this category, just because you kind of get to create unique looking worlds and environments and characters. Because of the source material,
the visual effects in Hereafter are terrible. So why that's even nominated, I do not know.
Clint Eastwood directed it, and the Academy has a giant boner for Clint Eastwood, but not enough of one to give him any other awards for that piece of shit movie. That shut out Scott fucking Pilgrim, which was visually amazing movie of last year, and it's not a fuck.
Should be in there, actually.
That would be my pick.
Yeah. It's like Alice in Wonderland's nominated in Scott Pilgrim.
Wonderland at least had visual effects, even if it was a shit movie too.
Yeah. Inception's gonna take this.
Damn well better win.
Nick has spoken.
Okay, so we're all in agreement on Inception winning that one, right?
I thought we picked Iron Man 2.
No, you did.
One of us picked
Iron Man 2. I said I'd be quite happy with either Inception or Iron Man 2.
I'd be down with Iron Man 2, but I think Inception should win.
Yeah.
It did a lot more practical effects, which I love that type of shit.
Sound mixing, which isn't the same as scoring, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, sound mixing's editing, I think.
Sound mixing and sound editing are both involved in like the dialogue, sound effects, music, all that stuff.
Oh no, there's two awards? Oh, I'm not sure now.
Yes.
Yeah, there's sound editing, sound mixing. Sound mixing.
Both of which have a bullshit movie in their category.
I'm assuming for sound mixing, this is going to be solid.
Yeah, fuck that movie. Again, no Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, it really seems to have gotten a bum rap. I guess because nobody's seen it.
There's a kids, there's flashing lights. I don't understand. That's what the Academy members say.
Inception, The King's Speech, Salt, which is Nick's personal pick, The Social Network, and True Grit.
I'm not sure.
Go with The Social Network.
Yeah, I think either Inception or Social Network.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you, though.
Yeah. The sound mixing in both of them was pretty good.
Yeah.
With Inception, just you had to worry about mixing the things on different layers and stuff coming in and coming out and, like, being slowed down because you're on a different layer. And The Social Network, so much was going on that it depends on the dialogue and the music interacting with each other, which that's a very tough balance to get.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I guess we're all in agreement with The Social Network?
Yeah.
Or Inception as a runner-up. And as Nick Darkhar saw it...
Negative.
Why is Saul nominated for an Oscar? That's just fucking terrible.
I'm assuming so Angelina could be there.
She would have been there anyway.
Yeah.
Sound editing, Inception, Toy Story 3, Tron Legacy, True Grit, Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. That's the train movie.
Unstoppable is a piece of shit movie too. Guess what? The title is a total lie.
Why is the train stopped?
The train does stop. Spoiler alert.
Oh, God damn it. I was watching that later.
They weren't going to end the movie with the destruction of the town and deaths of thousands and thousands of people.
I'd watch that movie.
That would have made Denzel Washington look bad.
Well, didn't he have Training Day? I mean, he still looked great in that movie, but...
Yeah, but he was playing the villain. That's the difference. And then Unstoppable, he's playing a hero.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And,
Are we still on sound editing?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I was going to say, the awards Inception has got the most chance of winning are the technical awards, so I'm going to go with Inception on this one.
Yeah.
It's okay. I guess Inception for sound editing and potentially sound mixing.
Yeah.
I guess we like Inception here.
I do.
Yes, we do.
I wasn't on the film... 10 podcast, but that would have been my film of the year if I'd have been on that podcast. So there you go. I was watching The Green Hornet.
Yeah, I don't know if that excuses you or not. Are we doing the short films? Because I don't think I've seen any of these.
I've heard The Confession is supposed to be really good. I think.
I'm just going to throw it out here because it's Pixar that Day and Night wins short film
animated.
Yeah, probably because it's Pixar.
The Gruffalo is a bit boring as well. That's the only other one I've seen. I've seen The Gruffalo and Day and Night. I want Day and Night to win. It's fun. It's good. I like the idea behind it.
Okay. Mm. Music, original song, Country Strong, Coming Home.
God damn it.
Tangled, I See the Light, 127 Hours, If I Rise, Toy Story 3, We Belong Together.
Again, another category that does not have something from Scott Pilgrim, which was full of original songs.
Why? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I've only just realized. Oh, fuck.
And they could have fit it in a fifth pick.
I could have put Threshold in there. Ramona.
Again, I just assume nobody's actually seen the movie.
They were scared by the flashing lights. It's exactly what it was.
I don't know. I kind of don't want Randy Newman to get it, because then Disney are just going to keep getting him to do songs for more of the movies.
Remember his song.
I haven't heard any of these songs, so I don't know.
I'm just going to go with Tangled. Who did
the song from 100... Who did the If I Ride?
A.R. Rahman?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Tangled.
Yeah, because we need more original songs in Disney films.
Well, I think that Disney doesn't use original songs. It's
not
Pixar
as much as they used to.
Disney does. The Pixar musical. Doesn't.
No,
Pixar has one in every movie, and it's usually nominated. They're not always part of the movie, but they're always on, you know, nominated for.
Yeah, because I don't remember we being on together from Toy Story 3.
It's probably over the credits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Music, original score.
Social Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hope the King's Speech didn't win it like it did at the BAFTAs. That annoyed me, but...
The Social Network score is so fucking good.
Mm. And Hans Zimmer doesn't need any more Oscars, whereas Trent Reznor...
You can never have too many.
The How to Train Your Dragon score is decent, but...
I've not seen the movie, so...
Social Network should win the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makeup.
God. Not the Wolfman. Why the fuck is
none
the Wolfman?
None of these.
I think we have to actually pick something Wolfman, for it to count.
Because it's Rick Baker, so at least he's involved and he's cool.
What the hell is this?
The makeup in Wolfman's atrocious.
Uh-oh.
It really is.
I didn't see it, so...
Oh, you're lucky. It was crap. Next
lucky
one.
Or smart?
Why did you see it? Was it another deal with your brother?
No, I went watching that with some friends because sometimes I go watch bad movies, and that was one of them.
Well, did you know it was bad going in, or did you hope it was good?
Well, I kind of wanted to see it because it's by the guy who did, it's by the director who's making Captain America, and if I seen the Wolfman, it was like, oh yeah, that's good, it would have been put me in better spirits for Captain America, but apparently...
Not that you aren't hyped for the movie anyhow.
The director had like 3 weeks of preparation for the Wolfman, and he got kind of thrown into it at the last minute.
Yeah, because that was supposed to be Mark Romanek, wasn't it?
I'm not sure who the original director was, but I just know Joe Johnson got threw in it. Like, it really shows in the movie, because it's shit.
You really don't like this movie, huh?
Not really. There's not been a decent werewolf film since American Werewolf in London, which is like back in the 70s.
Well, I think a lot of these remakes have been terrible, but that's a podcast for another day.
Although, right, to be honest, The Wolfman, Hugo Weaving is in it, and he's the coolest thing in the movie, because when Hugo Weaving's on screen, it's just like, yeah, it's pretty good, but the rest of it's just...
That's pretty normal, though. He's usually the coolest thing on screen in any movie he's in.
Yeah.
Foreign language film.
I haven't seen any of them. I'm going to go with Beautiful.
I'm going to go with Dogtooth.
Because you like the name.
I heard it's
pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it's the only film I've heard about because some of my tweets talk about it, so...
Beautiful stars Javier Bardem and... Julia Roberts is going on and on about it. So.
The potential James Bond villain.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be so cool.
Did you see the rumor about, this is off topic, did you see the Superman rumor I read yesterday?
Oh, no. Viggo Mortensen is Zod.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen as General Zod. Yes, please.
Really?
That'd be
good, but it's just having Zod in the movie again. That's what I don't like. I mean,
it's going to happen, so you might as well deal with it and expect them to get someone awesome for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that, you know, like, it's always only been in one movie, but then it's like, it's just like, he's the only other person who's been in the movies. But yeah, moving on. Film editing. Black Swan, The Fighter, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network.
Social Network.
That's the only one of these I've seen, so I'm going with that.
Because Black Swan's pretty well cut together.
Yeah. Social Network.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be all over Black Swan, Nick.
I love Black Swan, but I love Social Network, too.
That's cool.
Don't worry, it'll come up later.
Okay. That's what she said.
Oh.
Documentaries.
I haven't seen any of the shorts.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the shorts. I don't think we've seen any of the shorts, but I know Nick, your Dark Horse, is
Exit to the Gift Shop. I hope to God that wins. Just because I want to see if Banksy actually shows up wearing a monkey mask or something. But I'm willing to bet Restrepo is going to get it. Because that's actually pretty good documentary, too.
I'm just going to go and exit to the gift shop because Nick keeps on raving and he has decent taste
in movies.
I love
that movie so much.
One of these days I should get around to watching it because it is on Netflix, right?
Yes, it is. It is on Instant Watch.
I want to see it as well.
Well, you should get Netflix in your country. There's not always a guarantee that it will be there, but you should get it in your
country. How have you not seen that? Isn't Banks like your country's homeboy?
Is he English? I don't even know.
Yes. I don't think anybody really knows.
No
who
one
he
knows
is.
Who he is. I was reading something the other day that says Banksy is actually a woman, and is like who leads a collective of people. But Banksy isn't one person, but that, yeah, they're British.
So it's like okay. Batman Inc.
Yeah, kind of. It's exactly like Batman Inc.
Our Batman reference for the day. Directing.
Christopher Nolan.
He's not nominated.
Is it nominated?
Well, he fucking should be.
He should be, but who would you kick out of this?
David O. Russell.
No, I would kick out Tom Hooper, but whatever.
So, Darren Aronofsky for The Black Swan, David O. Russell for The Fighter, Tom Hopper for The King's Speech, David Fincher for The Social Network, the Coen Brothers for True Grit.
God, I have no idea.
I go with David Fincher.
Yeah, that's who I want to
win. I'm afraid they're going to give it to Tom Hooper, even though good about the King's Speech has nothing to do with the directing at all. And I could actually see the Coens being a spoiler here.
I want Christopher Nolan to win it.
He can't have write-ins.
Inception's the most directed movie of last year, and he's not even got a directing nomination. What the fuck is
that? I agree that it is not the most Social Network one, but
no,
actually Scott Pilgrim was, but let's not get into that argument.
I wouldn't have expected, if he was nominated, I wouldn't have expected him to win it, but just the nomination itself can sometimes be a victory for whoever is involved. If they deserve to be there, that is. But yeah, I'm going to go with David Fincher.
Okay.
That's who I want to win, and that's who I think will win.
Yeah, okay, so we're moving on to costume design. I think Alison Wonderland should win this. But Alice in Wonderland, I am of The King's Speech, The Tempest, True Grit.
I think it's between True Grit and The King's Speech.
I think True Grit's going to get it. It's Roger Deakins, and he's one of the most respected cinematographers around. And he's been nominated a bunch of times and has never won.
What are we doing, costume design?
We're not doing cinematography.
Oh, costume? I thought we were cinematography already. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. No, True Grit anyway.
I was like, it doesn't say that name.
I jumped ahead. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead for some reason. No, True Grit, because True Grit's awesome. Alice in Wonderland.
I'm going to go with Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland shouldn't win any awards.
Alice in Wonderland. You know what? That is bullshit that's even nominated. It's the same bullshit costume design that's in every goddamn Tim Burton movie. Ooh, let's put stripes on everything.
Yeah, amen to that.
It still looks nice, though.
Goddamn tired Tim Burton.
Yes, I'm going with Alice in Wonderland here. We have two for True Grit, Eric.
But I guess, yeah.
You guess what?
Well, I don't know. I'm picking between The King's Speech and True Grit. I guess True Grit.
Okay. True Grit. And now...
What the costume design in King's Speech be? Oh, we're going to dress him in suits from the 40s. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, I guess
you could argue True Grit's just costumes from the Western period.
There was a dude with a bear on his head.
Awesome.
Okay, no, this wasn't... Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the rest of us can catch up to Nikias here with cinematography.
Yeah, I'm going with True Grit. Even though if it was up to me, all things being equal, I would probably give it to Social Network or Black Swan. I think True Grit's going to win just because it's Roger Deakins, who's been nominated a bunch of times and has never won and is amazing.
Okay.
I want Molly Fessus to win.
Inception.
I'm just going to randomly pick True Grit.
Although, saying that, actually, since... Oh, I don't know.
You don't know what...
I haven't actually thought about this one that much, to be honest.
This is where we don't get to actually choose them when they hang them out.
Yeah, but we're doing about as much thinking as most of the Academy members are doing.
I don't want the social network.
Some of us are probably doing more.
I was about to say, probably, especially in regards to Scott Pilgrim.
No, my friends in that movie. I'll go to that one.
I don't want the social network to win this one because I was watching the documentary yesterday and they were kind of saying like they lit it like quite basically like they didn't really try to go out there or anything, you know, the lighting style. So and it works really well in the movie because it adds that realism to the movie. So that shouldn't really win the cinematography.
Well, cinematography isn't always just about what's flashiest or the most crazy.
No, it's to do with the composition of the shot and the lighting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what serves the film the best.
Okay.
Shit, I don't know.
Moving on to art direction.
Right. Oh, my
God. Alice in Wonderland, which I'm sure is going to be Nick's pick.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Inception, The King's Speech, True Grit.
True Grit. But art direction. Wait, oh, fuck. Yeah.
I was going to kind of go with Harry Potter. I mean, yes, I realize it's kind of old hat because it's the seventh movie kind of using the, even though that's not true because I think the art direction he uses started with the fifth or sixth movie.
Did they get an Oscar for that?
I don't think so. I have not. I don't think Harry Potter's won an Oscar. I could be wrong, though.
It'd be surprising if it wasn't. The next one will probably get some. The last one, because it'll be the last one.
If anything wins for visual effects, it should be the ass one because of all the fights and spells and stuff that should be in the movie.
Take all the Oscars.
So, I don't think it's going to clean up at the Oscars, but pick for art direction.
Inception.
Right. Inception for art direction?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Why not?
I'm just curious.
That's a great reason. Why not?
I'm just curious to know if you actually had a reason for picking it.
No. I have no basis for judgment with art direction. Like, what exactly that is, I'm not sure. So.
Yeah, I don't. That seems like something more suited for video
games. Is that production design?
Yes, it's part of. Right.
Well, then I would still go with Inception. Because everything about that movie was just. It just oozed style and coolness.
See, I'd agree with you, though, but the part of that was the costume design, and I don't think costume design is actually included with. Art direction. It's not actually. It's got a different award, isn't it? Yeah. Inception nominated for costume design then, because they all look.
They're just wearing suits, and anybody can.
Yeah, they all look fucking good.
Yeah, but
it's so awesome looking. Goddamn, Tom Hardy was badass. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The OU one that was, I guess, with a snow suit. But yeah, it wasn't really that special in that regard.
But they look cool though.
They are cool, but they were dressed. It's like nominating James Bond for.
We're nominating Kingsby.
Oh. Actually, I think James Bond has had nominations a couple of times for costume design.
Really?
I'm sure it has because Tom Ford who directed A Single Man last year. I'm sure he's he's a costume design Oscar nominee person.
Yeah.
And he designed Daniel Craig's cop suits in Casino Royale and that other one, which will not be named.
Why do you want to sell this?
Animated feature film next time.
Do you not like Quantum of Solace?
I do not like Quantum of Solace.
It's a good movie.
Alright then. Earl, explain to me the story of Quantum.
Ding ding!
Neither the time nor place.
Thank you.
Because it's that hard to do.
No, it's not that hard to do. He's going.
No story to it.
Yes, he's going on a personal vendetta to avenge his herself. Animated feature film.
He's James Bond.
He has emotions and feelings.
Full movie. That should be a part of the movie.
I do. It's not. We'll have this off air. Animated feature film. Okay, we know this is going to Toy Story 3.
If Toy Story 3 doesn't win this, I will eat my hat. Whether it's, I feel like it personally deserves it or not is irrelevant. But it's nominated for Best Picture. It fucking should win Best Animated Feature.
Yeah, it's going to be weird if it... I mean, granted, we know it's not going to win Best Picture, but if it's nominated for Best Picture and you don't win Best Animated Feature Film, why wasn't the person who beat you nominated?
In all honesty, I haven't seen the other two animated films on there. But...
How to Train Your Dragon's pretty good. I haven't seen The Illusionist, but it looks pretty nice.
Mm.
I've seen like the trailer for it. It's a very visual film. Okay. Actress in a supporting role. Did somebody else want to do this? Because I am going to butcher a bunch of people's names. Okay.
Amy Adams for The Fighter. Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech. Melissa Leo for The Fighter. Hailee Steinfeld for True Grit. And Jackie Weaver in Animal Kingdom.
I think Hailee Steinfeld should win it. Because in a movie... She was acting alongside Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon, and they're like two of the biggest names in Hollywood right now. One of who's actually got a nomination for Best Actor, and for me, she nearly enough stole the movie from both of them. I mean, she they just were about, both...
Not even just them, you also had a... Josh Brolin, you had Barry Pepper knocking it out of the goddamn park. If her performance was off at all, it would have killed the movie.
Yeah.
I think she deserves to win. I don't think she will, though.
Yeah.
I think Melissa Leo's going to win. She's the favorite.
Oh, Helena Bonham Carter might win it.
Fuck that.
It's another award to give King's Speech, so.
She hasn't put in a good performance since Fight Club.
Oh, I love her in that.
She's Planet of the Apes.
I do too, actually.
Yeah, I'm a Planet of the Apes. Yeah, so I'm going to go with the True Grit chick. Mm. Just because I think the fight is going to negate itself. It's kind of expert in the vote.
I'm going to go with Melissa Leo in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I always feel that if two people are nominated from one movie, it's just gonna be like people arguing over that movie and just happening.
She's better in the movie than Amy Adams. Amy Adams. That's not really Amy Adams' fault though. Amy Adams is kind of just like there pretty much. Whereas Melissa Leo, it's like brings a lot more character to her character, if you will. That's a bad way of describing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actress in a leading role. Are we not doing this?
Does anybody not think Natalie Portman's going to win this?
Oh, yeah, Natalie Portman's going to win it.
She's going to win the shit out of it.
Hmm.
Okay, so we're moving on.
Jane Foster for the win.
Yeah.
Same with the next category, man. We got Batman and Hawkeye and Hulk.
Yeah.
And... I can't believe somebody got nominated from The Town.
That was a good movie.
I heard that was really good. I want to see that movie, man.
I want to see that. I've heard good things.
It was good. It was really good.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
Ben Affleck.
Affleck has actually become quite a really good director.
Good for him.
I wanted to
see that and Gone Baby Gone.
But I really want Christian Bale to win this one because
Batman's got this locked up.
He's so good in The Fighter.
Plays a good meth head, does he?
Yeah, he does, actually. He's just fucking crazy in it. He's so good.
I think it's based on his true life.
It wouldn't surprise me if Jeffrey Rush got it, though.
He's kind of the spoiler in this whole thing, but I think Christian Bale's going to get it.
I really like him, sorry. Although, saying that, Andrew Garfield should be nominated, but he's not.
Oh, fucking right, he should have.
I suppose he needed to give Winter's Bone another nomination, but whatever.
If
Andrew Garfield was nominated, it'd be like Spider-Man versus Batman, wouldn't it? I'd be like, ooh, he's gonna win!
And I'm sure you'd vote for Spider-Man.
I would have too, actually.
Yeah, he was the best part of the movie, and that's why I'm excited for him as Spider-Man. As weird as that may sound. Actor in a leading role. I'm assuming...
Colin Firth. King Colin.
Yeah, this is Colin Firth to lose. He's a lock, I think. If anything in this is a lock, it's him.
Hmm. I think James Franco and, like, Jesse Eisenberg, they're going to win Oscars probably in their careers in the future, but I think this year it's Colin Firth's year to win it.
Now, if James Franco does win, would he be the first person to win while hosting? Or...
Oh, that's
I'm not sure if that's happened before. Maybe.
Well, I know recently.
It's kind of a shame, actually, because James Franco is actually, like, great in 127 Hours, but just Colin Firth...
You didn't need to add the end of that. James Franco is great.
Yeah, he is. He's a great actor, and that's why he will win an Oscar eventually in his career. Well, you know, if he does the right role, obviously, but...
I think this could be that role, but
I don't.
It just wasn't the time for him.
Yeah. If there wasn't the big deal about Colin Firth at the minute, then I'd say James Franco, even over Jeff Bridges, I'd still say James Franco would win it. But Colin Firth's gonna get it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think everybody's in agreement with that one.
Sure.
It's like Natalie Portman with Best Actress. It's one of the most sure guesses.
Okay, and finally we come to the best picture, it's short and simple. Which I'm just gonna say, I'm not a fan of the whole 10. I think that just kind of waters down the.
Should be five.
I don't think so. I think it gives recognition to stuff. Like, I don't think Winter's Bone would have been in this list if it was down to five. Neither would Inception.
No, it would.
Toy Story 3, I think.
Nope.
Yeah, no. And it gives a recognition. I don't think it waters it down at all, because the ones that are going to win regardless of how many nominations there are.
Yeah.
It's not like Winter's Bone and Toy Story 3 getting in there are going to keep The Social Network or The King's Speech from winning.
Well, I don't mean watered down in that regard, but I mean, if you have like these movies that should be the cream of the crop, you should narrow it down to the five you think are the best and pick from that list. I think just having 10, just like, you know, we're just going to throw in a bunch of movies that were popular and people want
to
see.
Well, I don't know. Oh,
It's to get people to watch the telecast. I mean, they did this the year after Dark Knight wasn't nominated and people threw a shit fit about. So
yeah.
And that's exactly why.
I'm glad Inception's nominated, though, because for Inception, that's just a victory. It's not going to win it.
I think that's the point. It's kind of like you were saying, it was like The Dark Knight. People, you know, wanted it to be, but it wasn't even nominated for this category.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, it will throw in some of these huge summer movies as well. Not that Inception was a bad movie, but usually most of the Oscar winners November, December.
The Academy is quite snobbish towards, like, you know, the summer blockbuster high
popcorn flicks.
Yeah.
And it's more like last year's nominees were more, they were better served by the 10 picture thing, where you got stuff like District 9 in there, which deserved wider recognition and maybe didn't.
I watched that today, actually. It's a great film.
It is a great film.
I need to rewatch that soon. I have it on Blu-ray. Speaking of, I also have Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I need to watch
that.
Hell
yeah, you do.
I have that movie,
but
it was...
I've not seen it. Yay.
You need to watch that shit. Oh, it's so good.
Good on you. And now you can get my Val Kilmer comment.
Yeah. I got it in the first place. I just felt like, you know...
Being a douche.
Yeah, like a museum.
Okay, so Best Picture nominees. Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception,
yeah.
The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, Winter's Bone. Now, is there any doubt that this is coming down between The King's Speech and The Social Network?
Yeah, it's going to be. As much as I want Social Network to win, I think King's Speech is probably going to take it.
I still think Social Network is going to win.
I hope so. I really want it to.
Hmm.
Because
I just enjoy it more as a movie. I enjoyed it more first time at the cinema than King's Speech as well, so.
But the thing is that King's Speech isn't a bad movie. It's just, it's okay.
Nah. Yeah.
It's a great performance in an okay movie.
Which can get you far if it's a character-driven piece. Yeah. So I guess that, I mean, King's Speech and Social Network, is there any, let's say, dark horse in this category? Something that doesn't have a shot, but you think could win.
If the Academy is feeling saucy, I could see them giving it to True Grit.
I was thinking Black Swan, but whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking Black Swan.
I think Black Swan's too polarizing, because there's so many people who actually absolutely hate it. Like my friend Ryan, who, like, usually we agree on everything, he hates the movie. Hates the movie. And I was like, I don't know what movie you saw, but you are wrong with your opinion.
But he's not picking an Oscar.
No, he's not, but there are a lot of people who didn't like it.
Fair enough.
And it confuses me, but, you know, it's there. Yeah.
Opinions and all that. So, yeah.
Social Network.
I just noticed that Mark Wahlberg wasn't nominated for Best Actor.
Nope, he wasn't.
I'm
not saying I'm surprised. I just find it weird, like, if you're nominated for Best Picture, then certain things aren't, like, you know.
You mean,
I
like,
guess,
Best
I mean,
Director not being Christopher Nolan?
Yeah, like, you're not nominated for this, and then you're not nominated in some of the subcategories. It's kind of like, oh, we think you're Best Picture, but, you know, these parts weren't that great for us. I realize that they have to limit it to five, but...
The thing about Mark Wahlberg is he does really well when he gets a certain type of role, and then when he's outside of that, he's terrible. So I think they're not going to... They see that. You know, The Departed and The Fighter. Good. Everything else, not so much.
Okay. And final thoughts. I was going to say final thoughts. On the Oscars. Are you excited for James Franco hosting?
Oh, yeah.
I hope he sings and dance. I want
of course
him to
he's going
to
sing and dance.
I love James Franco. That dude is just fucking cool.
Yeah. The hosts are cool this year, because you got Anne Hathaway as well, who's quite cool.
So you have...
James Franco is... This is just a weird thing to say. I want to be James Franco when I grow up. The dude gets a lot of money and fame, and he just decides, you know what, instead of buying like 8 million cars and, you know, being all glamorous and doing the shit most movie stars do, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. I have the money. If I want to record an album, I'm going to record an album. If I want to direct a movie, I'll direct a movie. Fuck it, I'm James Franco.
Did he record an album?
I don't know if he's recorded an album. He's directed 2 movies.
Okay.
He's doing an adaptation of, I forget what book he's adapting, and he did a 12-hour documentary on the making of My Own Private Idaho.
He's going to be working with Sam Raimi again soon as well in Oz movie, I think it's...
Yeah.
Which should be cool, seeing him with Sam Raimi again. He's really good in the Spider-Man movies.
Yes, he is.
He's my favorite character in the trilogy, actually.
I'll go with that.
Okay. So, Oscar should be fun. I guess that will do it for our very special Oscar Pooh edition of Nerds on the Rocks.
Yeah.
Technically, this doesn't count as a number, and 33 will be next week, which was the Super Mario episode, which has been recorded like a week and a half already. So, check that out on Friday.
Yeah.
All those days, watching from the windows. All those years, outside looking in. All that time, never. Just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's oh so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light. And it's like everything is different now.